This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, for the past 2 weeks, standalone messages on Cross Hope on the subject of Christmas. Last week was special in that we took favorite Christmas stories that I've given over the years that have been well received and well remembered by people. We share them again with you last week on Cross Hope. You can listen to it on our website, crosshope.org. All this week, a message from Galatians 3 and 4 about how we become sons and daughters of the living God through believing and having faith in Jesus Christ. We conclude that message today on Cross Hope. Remember, our website is crosshope.org. God bless you as you listen to the conclusion. Annie and I ministered in Columbus, Ohio for 18 and a half years, and I mentioned that the first two services, when you're in one city that long, you get to know people in the community that have nothing to do with the church. I mean, you just get to know people in a town 18 and a half years. And there was a man that I would see come to Christmas Eve services every year, and I would see him at Easter. But I would never see him at any other time of the year. After 3, 4, 5 years of that, I stopped him and I said, you know, I notice you're here on Christmas Eve, and I notice you're here on Easter, but I never see you at any other time. Do you go to another church? He says, no, I just come here on Christmas Eve, and I come here on Easter. And he said, Randy, I want you to know this. I weep during your entire sermon on Christmas Eve, and I weep on Easter Sunday morning during your sermon. It really has a powerful impact on me. And I'm thinking, is this what it means to be a son or daughter of God? You come Christmas Eve and Easter and you cry through the whole service. God didn't call us to that. He called us to sonship. He called us to be his son and daughter in the Lord. Maybe what that says to me is his weeping is not what he thinks it is. Have you ever discovered or pay attention when you weep? Find it when you notice that you're crying or a tear comes to your eye. I think you need to pay attention and look at what is it that's bringing this emotion up out of me? What is it that's spurring me on to tears? And what it says to me, at least, was his tears were tears of regret. He wasn't rejoicing at the birth of Christ. He wasn't rejoicing at the resurrection. To me, at least, in my opinion, my perception, they were tears of regret. Don't spend Christmas regretting a relationship you don't have. Don't spend Christmas Eve regretting a relationship you don't have with a living God, but decide that as many as believed in him, he gave the right to be called the sons and daughters of God. And Paul would put it this way in Galatians, all of you have come to Christ, are sons and daughters of God through faith in Christ. You're baptized into Christ, you're clothed with him. I want to leave you with this thought. You're clothed with whatever you talk about all the time. You ever met somebody, all they talk about is politics? They're clothed with politics. Tell me what you talk about all the time, and I'll tell you what you're clothed with. Somebody talks about sports all the time. That's what they're clothed with. Somebody talks about things, and I'm going to get this thing, and then I'm going to get this thing, and then I'm going to get that thing. They're clothed with that. We, as sons and daughters, adopted sons or daughters of the living God, are clothed with Christ. What matters to him matters to us. What's important to him is important to us. That young boy in Auckland, New Zealand, was so proud of the fact that he said, I'm referenced in the book Who's Who in New Zealand. My dad's mentioned, and it says, he has a son. That's me. That's me. Today, you read Galatians 3:27 through chapter 4, verse 7, and you say, that's me. That's me. I'm a son, I'm a daughter of the living God through Christ. Well, just a quick reminder, crosshope.org. That's our website, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.